the application of ionizing radiation in medicine is beneficial because you get information on potential complications in the body and possible treatment requirements. On the other hand, you have the exposure to radiation, which causes harm if you have excessive doses. So there's always the balance between the benefit you get by getting information and the risk by having ionizing radiation exposures. And the trick is to do the best imaging, for example, with the lowest dose.
Do you think these days that there is an overuse of radiation?
Well, we did see figures, and we had a couple of presentations which indicated that in some countries there is excessive use of radiation in some areas. But on the other hand, we have to clearly see that in developing countries, the benefits of the application of ionizing radiations are far from being implemented fully.
What about accidents? What can be done to protect against accidents?
Accidents is something which people in the medical area don't like to even mention. They talk about misapplication or unintended application or things like that. So this is indeed an area where we have to focus our efforts to, and most of the efforts have to be focused on education and training, applying standardized procedures, quality assurance in the broadest sense, to reduce these misapplications. And these misapplications can be due to software errors, and we have the manufacturers here to talk with them to implement features in their software to avoid that. The standards, which are the basis for quality assurance in hospitals for the medical application of ionizing radiation, require continuous clinical audits, which look both at the technical equipment, the arrangements in place, and the training and experience of the clinical staff and all of the resources which are needed to operate this apparatus in the best possible way according to the standards.
Finally, sir, what would be, in your opinion, a successful outcome of this conference?
Everything depends on the ability and the willingness of all the partners concerned to take up the actions which I will present tomorrow and to put them into operation. And we will come back in 10 years' time or 5 years' time, whatsoever, and we'll see where we are and then go into the next cycle.